And we just finished almost a year of sermon series on Matthew.
我们刚结束差不多有一年研读了一年的马太福音。
So, we just have immersed ourselves in what Jesus did, coming to earth, and God's gift of Jesus in this earth to save us from our sins.
所以我们对于耶稣在世上的侍奉还有神怎么样差他来世上拯救我们都非常的清楚。
And today we're going to look at a passage in Romans that contemplates the implications of what this amazing event happened when God the Son came to earth and took on human nature and dealt with our sin.
所以我们今天要来看罗马书八章哦，这边讲到神非常奇妙的计划，怎么让他的儿子耶稣来到世上，来成为人的样式。
So if you'll turn to Romans, chapter 8, and we'll be, reading from verse 28 to 39.
所以请翻到罗马书八章，我们要读28到39节。
And then we'll ask for volunteers. Anyone want to read in Chinese? And anyone want to read in English?
有没有人愿意自愿念一下中文，还有一位念英文？
Okay, we got an English. How about Chinese? Okay, we'll start with the Chinese.
罗马书八章二十八节，得胜有余。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下来效仿他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，其不也叫万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也是替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝了？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是刺身入体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，能看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的神，爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
When I first became a Christian, it was in junior high school.
我是在, 国中的时候信主的。
And that was a time of a lot of suffering in my family's life.
当时我的家庭啊, 遭受巨变, 所以, 很痛苦。
My parents had just gotten a divorce.
我的父母那时候刚离婚。
And my mom really didn't have much money at all. We were very poor.
我母亲当时手上没什么钱, 所以我们很穷哦。
And we were trying to adjust to a new culture and a new place.
而且重新到一个新的地方, 要重新开始生活。
And the place God brought me to bring me comfort was Romans chapter 8.
在那样的情况下, 就是罗马书八章带给我很大的安慰。
And I actually began memorizing a lot of Romans chapter 8.
所以我就开始背罗马书八章的一些经文。
And especially I clung to the first verse we read today, Romans 8:28.
其中啊,最让我印象深刻的就是今天读的第28节。
That all things work together for the good of those who love him.
就是万事都互相效力,叫爱神的人得益处。
It's not saying all things will feel good, but God will work out a good purpose in it.
这并不是说万事 每一件事都会让我们觉得很舒服,很好。Now,
Paul's using an extended argument here, like to persuade you of the comfort you have in what Jesus did.
保罗在这边用一段很长的辩论哦,在申论他的论点,讲说耶稣怎么样来爱我们,为我们做了什么。
To persuade you of the comfort you have even in the middle of suffering.
他要说服你,要帮助你相信在你受苦的时候,你还是可以得安慰。
And it's really nice because he actually sits down and carefully lays it all out, almost like a lawyer giving a legal argument.
这段经文写得很好,就好像律师坐下来,很仔细地把他的论点一点一点地列出来。
So after he makes this same statement in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love him. You might hear that statement, it's hard to see, hard to believe.
所以他写了这个,万事都互相效力,叫爱神的人得益处,你光听这一句话,你可能会觉得很难相信哦。
So then he goes and sits down and gives you more and more strong reasons to really believe what he's saying in Romans 8:28.
可是他接下来条列出很多的理由来帮助你相信为什么他这样讲,28节要这样讲。
And these verses are really relevant to us in this day and age.
那其实这段整段经文跟我们今天的生活息息相关。All
the bombings you see, just people suffering, they go to the market to buy some food for themselves, and like half the family gets blown up by a bomb.
看到很多那个爆炸事件哦，就是去超市买个东西，结果遇到爆炸，全家就死了。Or
we just heard about last week, some kids went to college and took their normal class and some crazy kid came in and shot the entire class.
上礼拜有很多学生去上学，结果就有一个学生抓狂了，就拿着枪来扫射，死了很多人。I
mean, just think about your own life.
你想想看你自己的生活。
Do you really know what's going to happen five years from now in your life?
你真的很清楚你五年后会是什么样子吗?
Or 5 months from now.
或者5个月后会什么样子?
Or tomorrow.
甚至明天会什么样子?
Life can change so quickly.
生命有可能随时会改变。
You might think you're having a good time now, but something will come into your life, some kind of suffering, and it'll challenge your whole faith.
也许你觉得现在过得很顺利,可是有可能突发巨变,你就忽然你的信心受到很大的考验。
And that's why we really need to understand this passage, because Paul is dealing with that and working with that.
所以我们非常需要来了解这段经文,因为保罗就是针对这一点来有很仔细的解释。
Now verse 31 puts a proposition.
那31节他就提出一个论点了。
God is for us.
他说上帝是帮助我们的。
Do you believe that?
你相信这句话吗？神是站在我们这一边的。
Billy Graham was thinking about this verse when he responded to the September 11th attacks. And he said, we're gathered here today to reaffirm that God does care for America.
911事件发生后，格里汉他在一场聚会当中，他就说，我们今天聚集在一起是要来肯定，重新来肯定神是关心美国的。
Terrible event happens in a person's life or the life of a country. And Billy Graham, 3 days later, says, God is for us.
在很多人在国家遭逢这样的巨变，然后三天后，可是格里汉却能够说出神是关心美国的。
But is it always enough to just assert, oh, don't worry, God is for you, when your friend tells you some of suffering they're going through?
有时候朋友好像会跟你讲说，你不要担心，神会帮助你。
It's a true statement.
这样讲是没有错。
We can trust the Bible. The Bible is true.
我们可以相信圣经这样讲是对的。
But for someone who's hurting or their faith is weak, it's really hard to feel and know that for real.
可是对于正在受苦的人，你听到这样的一句话，你真的是很难去感受到是真的吗？
But the fact that Paul's sitting down and giving some reasons just lets you know your heart can be influenced by your mind and your reasoning.
那保罗他这边很仔细地写出他的论点，希望来告诉你，从你理性上的了解，其实可以来影响你内心的感受。
He's giving you something to grab a hold of.
他是要给你一些很确定的东西，让你可以紧紧地抓住。
So that's what Paul says in the next verse. He says, He who did not spare his own son.
所以啊，在下一节才会说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子。
If you doubt God is for you, think about what God's already done for you, is what Paul's saying here.
如果你怀疑神是不是真的爱你，你可以来看保罗这边讲的。
He reminds you of the greatest thing that God's already done for you.
他在提醒你，上帝为你所做过最大的牺牲是什么。
And then see his logic here. Therefore, how will he not? Of course he'll give us everything else.
所以你看他这边的逻辑，他说神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，难道他不会把更好的给我们吗？
Now notice who's doing the action in this verse.
看看这边是在这节经文里面真的采取行动的是谁。
In his whole argument, there's nothing about you.
在整段论点当中都没有讲到我们。
Nothing about you doing the action.
没有讲到我们要做什么。
It's nothing about you. If you do all these certain things, then you'll get a good result.
没有讲到说我们如果做什么呢，就会得到一个好的结果。
The whole argument about how you can be comforted in your suffering is all about God and the action He's done.
他整个论点就是在讲说，我们能够得安慰，完全是因为神为我们做了什么。
God's the only one we can look to if we want our doubts answered.
如果我们希望我们的疑惑能够得到解答，只有上帝能够为我们解答。
He's the being, the only being in the universe that controls everything and has power over everything.
宇宙间只有神，他有那个能力掌控一切，掌控你的人生。
Now some people look to other things to control their uncertainty.
很多人他就是找别的东西，别的事，人事物要来希望让人生能够得到一些安全感。
That's why people go to temples.
所以有些人会去庙里面。
You want to burn incense or do the ritual to get this other spiritual power on your side and to control your uncertainty.
希望靠着烧香拜拜能够有灵界的力量来帮助你面对不确定的未来。
That's why people slave away long hours at their jobs and never come home because they want to build up their bank account and they feel like maybe I can control life if I have that bank account there.
所以很多人一天到晚加班就是希望能够多存一点钱，把他的在银行里面的钱当作他安全感的来源。
And you know, Christians will fall into this thinking too.
那其实基督徒也会落入同样的想法。
If only I pray the right way.
如果我祷告的对。
Or if I live my life the right way.
如果我活的对。
Then God will come through for me and do what I need.
那上帝就会来帮助我来做我希望他做的事。
So, as you look at Paul's argument here, One greater thing to notice is he's saying the only one you can look to deal with things is God himself and his own action, not your own action.
可是保罗在这边他告诉我们说只有神他采取行动才有办法帮助我们不是靠我们自己没办法做什么。
And what did God do?
那上帝到底做了什么呢?
He gave something, the most costly thing, as a gift.The most costly thing in the whole universe he gave as a gift to you already.
上帝把宇宙间最宝贵的一样东西赐给了你。
You've all received gifts.
你们大家都有收过礼物。
Some of them you probably didn't think were very useful to you. Some of them you think were probably not so useful to you.
也许有时候你收到的礼物对你们没什么用。
And you smiled and just kind of said, oh, thank you.
就很礼貌的谢谢就收下来了可是你知道那个东西对你没什么用处。
But I bet you have someone in your relations or your family that's a really big gift giver and a really good gift giver.
不过我相信在你们当中可能有些人也许你的家人是很慷慨的常常会送给你很贵重的礼物。
They're the ones that use their mind to figure out what you need and they'll get it for you.
他们会认真去想说你需要什么然后就会送你那样东西。
And this is the kind of person you can never repay what they've done for you in your life.
像这样子的人他们的恩惠你实在很难报答。
Could be your parents or your friend.
也许是你的朋友或者是你的父母。
Now, I hope you all get a chance to experience this in your own life.
我希望每一个人都能够经历到这种接受礼物的祝福。
For Judy and me, we have a big gift giver.
对 Judy 跟我来说，我们生命当中有两位常常送给我们贵重的礼物。
There's an older couple. It's a longtime friend of Judy's family.
这是一对老夫妇，是 Judy 他们家的世交。
If you've ever been to our Taipei apartment, all the nice things you see in there came from that old couple.
如果你来过我们台北的家，我们家里所有的好东西都是这对夫妇送我们的。
Including the grand piano.
包括我们家那台平台钢琴呢。
See, they really think, what do they need? And then they just give it to you.
他们真的很用心在想，他们需要什么呢？然后就买来送我们。
Now, at our wedding, they gave us a bunch of pharmaceutical stock as a wedding present.
我们结婚的时候，他们送我们很多股票。
I mean,We're talking, they just given us so much we can't repay.
他们给我们东西实在太多我们根本没办法报答他们 and, 回报他们。
And it's not just big things, it's little things. You can't even go shopping with them. Even if you're trying to buy a little pencil, they'll grab it away and try to pay for it.
其实不只是大东西连小东西一样你跟他们一起去买东西然后你只买一支小铅笔他都一定要抢过去帮你付钱。
The point is we know how much they've already given us.
那我们真的是很清楚他们给了我们很多。
And so we're absolutely certain of the way they'll behave towards us in the future.
那我们非常的确定他们将来还是会继续送我们礼物。
Because what they've already done.
因为从他们过去所做的我们可以很确定未来他们也会这样做。
We're so certain that we try not to go shopping with them ever.
我们又很确定说千万绝对不能跟他们一起去买东西。
And We have given up trying to pay for bills at restaurants. If we go out with them, we know they're going to pay.
我们已经放弃要付钱了，因为每次跟他们去吃饭，知道他们一定会抢着付钱，所以我们根本早就放弃了。
Absolutely certain of it.
我们非常确定他们会继续的这样子来送我们东西。
So Paul tells you here about something God's given you.
那保罗这边告诉我们，上帝给了我们一样东西。
And how much more, he's saying, can we be certain of the good gifts God's going to give you because of the gift he's already given you?
那从上帝已经送我们的这个东西，我们可以看出，既然上帝能把这么好的东西给我们，那还有什么是他不能给我们的呢？
I try to compare it to something in my experience, this gift giver in my family.
用我自己的例子来让大家能够了解这边所讲的这个提出的这个原因呢。
But if you think about what God has done, you can't compare it to anything. It just doesn't match up.
可是当你想到神给我们的东西是最宝贵的东西，其他的东西怎么样都没办法比。
Our we call them auntie and uncle. Our auntie and uncle's wealth is a lot, but it's limited.
那我们这对夫妇朋友他们。
Their wealth is a lot, but it's limited.
他们的财富是有限的。
But God owns everything in creation.
是跟上帝不能比的，因为神拥有的是万有的一切。
What they give us costs them something. Certainly it does.
当然，这对夫妇送我们东西，他们是需要花钱买。
A grand piano is not a small gift.
这平台钢琴可不是什么小东西。
But what God gave, already gave you and me, is something that cost Him so, so much more. It's even hard to fathom.
可是上帝已经赐给我们这个礼物，他所付出的代价是我们没有办法想象的。
What they gave us is perishable.
这对夫妇送我们的东西是会朽坏的。
It could disappear tomorrow.
也许明天就不见了。
If we didn't run that dehumidifier, that piano would go bad real quick.
如果我们不用除湿机的话，那台钢琴恐怕很快就坏了。
If you got stock, well, stock markets crash and governments fail and inflation can eat up your money in the bank account.
那我们虽然有股票，可是股市可能会会崩盘，然后政府可能会倒了，这个银行也可能会倒了，钱可能会被钞票可能会被虫吃了。
But what God gave you is eternal.
可是神给你的是可以存到永恒的东西。
As Jesus said, moths and rust do not destroy.
耶稣说，神所给我们的东西是虫不能咬坏的。
Thieves cannot break in and steal.
是小偷偷不走的。
Time cannot eat away at what you have from God.
时间不能够来拿走上帝给你的东西。
And there's another distinction I want to make that will really help you.
这边还有一个很大的一个不同的地方。
If you can grasp this distinction I'm about to say, it'll save you from a lot of heartache.
如果你能够明白这个不同点的话，可以帮助你避免很多的痛苦。
It's related to the goal. What's the goal of the gift giving?
就是
The purpose of the gift.
就是我们送礼物的目的到底是什么？
Now, our auntie and uncle really desire to make us happy in this life. That's their goal.
这对夫妇送我们礼物是希望我们在今生可以过得快快乐乐的。
And their gifts are oriented towards that end.
所以他们送的礼物呢，也会就是照着这个目标来送。
And those things are good.
那送的那些东西都是好东西。
But look at what God's goal is.
可是我们来看神送礼物的目的是什么呢？
And it's not just in this life, it's an eternal purpose.
不只是跟让我们今生过得快快乐乐，也是跟永生有关。
Verse
29节。
His goal is to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
他的目标就是希望我们可以像他的儿子一样。
That he might be firstborn among many brothers.
让他的儿子可以在许多弟兄中做长子。
God's goal is to make you and me. That's his primary goal, make you and me like Jesus Christ in his human nature.
上帝最主要的目标就是让我们可以跟耶稣相像。
And bring us into his family, that Jesus would be the firstborn among many brothers.
上帝的目标是能够使我们能够进入他的家庭，和他成为一家人。那在这一家人当中，耶稣是所有孩子当中的长子。
And then verse 30, those he justified, he also glorified. His goal is to bring you into glory.
三十节说，他所称为义的人，他也会叫他们得荣耀。所以上帝的目的也是希望我们可以得荣耀。
So his agenda is not merely just happiness in this life.
所以他的目的并不是只是让我们今生活得快快乐乐。
Because there is more to the life than this life.
因为人生不只有今生而已。
There's an eternity to your life.
你的生命其实是存到永恒的。
And this life on this earth is very short compared to eternity.
人生在世跟整个永生比起来是非常短暂的。
And so God has the eternal picture in mind when he's looking at you and doing good for you in your life.
所以当上帝赐福给你的时候，他心里面想的是整个永恒的情况。
John 3:16 said, the reason God gave Jesus is for God so loved the world.
那约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们，神之所以会赐下他的儿子耶稣，完全是因为他爱世人。
It's not just that he has an agenda for you to make you a certain way, but he loves you.
并不是说他对你有别的动机，他其实就是很单纯的爱你。
In his love, is extremely costly to himself to be able to love you.
上帝他为了爱我们，他付出极大的代价。
When you, if you're before you're married, well, hopefully maybe if you're married too, you take your date to a dinner and a movie.
比如说啊，你还没有结婚的时候，你跟你男生啊，带着女朋友去看电影。
So if your date, she tells you at the end, oh, thank you, I had a good time.
那时候呢，这女孩子就说啊，谢谢你啊，我玩得很高兴啊。
Now, the man's thinking in his mind, no, the pleasure was all mine to be able to take you out.
那这个男生心里面会想说啊，其实这个不是什么牺牲啊，我很高兴啊，我可以高兴花钱，然后带你去看电影啊。
I mean, it was just a little money he's spending on you, but he got to spend that whole time with you.
对他来说只是花一点小钱，可是他可以花那么多时间跟你在一起，这是更好的啊。
It's great, but it doesn't really cost that much.
所以这样其实不算是什么牺，这个花这个钱不算是什么牺牲。
God's gift is really costly, though.
可是上帝给我们的礼物是很花很大代价。
Look at the first part of verse 32.
我们看32节前半句。
He who did not spare his own son.
他说神不爱惜自己的儿子，他没有舍不得自己的儿子。
God didn't spare his own son.
他没有因为舍不得。
You know what that means?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Well, there are two things.
代表两件事。
The one is the son having to come to earth and take on human nature.
第一个是他的儿子必须要来到世上变成人的样子。
And leave all the glory of heaven behind.
他必须要离开。
To become and be one of us.
他必须要离开天上所有的荣耀来到地上变成人的样子。
And the second thing is even worse.
第二点是更要花更大的代价。
God did not spare his own son the justice and the wrath.For the sins of everyone else that he's paying for.
神甚至不爱惜他的儿子，没有舍不得让他的儿子来承担他的公义还有愤怒。
Now, if you read military history,
你如果读过去的军事历史
and there's an army coming upon a city,
比如说一个军队要来攻打一个城市
and the general of the army gives an order,
那这个将军就下了一个命令
when you take the city,Do not spare any of the enemies in that city.
就下达命令说，你们攻下那座城市的时候，要把所有的敌人都赶尽杀绝，一个都不可以留下。
You've probably read about Nanjing when the Japanese came and took over Nanjing.
你们大概读过这个日本人来攻打南京的时候。
Didn't spare that city and the people in that city.
他们把南京城里面全部都赶尽杀绝。
This is kind of like God.
有点像上帝
and his son
和他的儿子
but it's not quite like it because it's more related to justice
这边讲的是上帝他没有舍不得他的儿子他把他的儿子舍了去承担他的公义
if someone is found guilty of a crime the judge will pronounce a sentence
如果一个人犯了罪那这个法官会判刑
and the man will beg spare me
那这个犯人可能会说求你饶我
In some countries he might even try to give a bribe to get off
那有些人可能就会贿赂希望可以脱罪
But God can accept no appeals and no bribes
可是对上帝来说贿赂或者是恳求都没有用
The punishment for sin has to be paid for
犯罪就一定要受惩罚这个是没有办法有什么其他的商量的余地
You remember what Jesus said on the cross?
记不记得耶稣在十字架上说了什么
Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do.
他说父啊求你赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
So Jesus was saying, spare them, but because of their sin, do not spare me.
所以耶稣的意思就是求天父放过我们但是呢，他说：“但是你不要放过我。”
Jesus would pay for it instead on the cross.
耶稣他愿意来在十字架上来承担这个惩罚。
And the Father poured out His wrath on the Son because Jesus took the sins of many on himself.
所以天父就把他的愤怒浇灌在他的儿子身上，因为他的儿子承担了世人的罪。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we might in him become the righteousness of God.
在哥林多后书5:21说，上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
But think about how painful it is for God to do that to his son.
想想看，神让他自己的儿子来承受这样的愤怒，他的心里面有多痛苦。
I don't know if any of you know what it is to lose a child.
不知道在座有没有人能够体会你失去一个孩子那种痛苦。
I have 3 daughters.
我有三个女儿。
And more and more as I know and love and delight in the presence of my daughters, I can think about how horrible it would be to lose them.
我越来越喜欢的我的女儿，越来越爱我的女儿，所以越能够体会到，如果失去我的女儿，那种心情该是多么痛苦。
Every parent wishes to die before their child.
每一对父母都希望自己可以比他们的孩子早死。
Because they love their child so much, they don't want to lose them.
因为他们太爱他们的孩子，不希望失去他们的孩子。
God gave up and did not spare his son.But gave him freely for us all.
可是上帝却没有舍不得他的孩子，他把他的儿子赐给我们。
So when he was handing over Christ to be sacrificed, he wasn't just, God the Father wasn't just not sparing his son, he was not sparing himself.
所以当上帝让他的儿子被牺牲在十字架上的时候，他不只是牺牲他的儿子，也是牺牲他自己。
Are you seeing how costly this gift?It was that Jesus, that God gave.
想想看，上帝赐给我们耶稣，他到底付出多大的代价？
And it's even more costly because who was he giving the gift to?
那更大的代价是他把这个礼物送给谁呢？
Now, Taipei is a pretty safe city.
台北是个蛮安全的城市。
I lived 8 years in New York.
在纽约是住了八年。
Now in New York, you're more likely to be mugged. Someone will come while you're walking home and pull a knife on you or something and say, "Give me all your money."
住纽约是很比较容易被抢哦。
I've been mugged once in New York.
Mugged twice.
Once.
我在纽约是被抢过一次。
Now imagine after being mugged and someone threatening your life, and then you don't know on that knife if it's like got AIDS or some other stuff.Stuck to it, when they stick you, you'll get more than just stabbed. Imagine the next day the guy comes up to you and says, "Hey, I'm the one that robbed you last night, but I used it all on booze, and could you give me some more money? I'm hungry for lunch."
能不能想象说有一个人拿刀哦来抢你钱？那抢走以后，第二天早上又来找你说，你昨天那个钱我用完了，我去喝酒。用掉了，你可不可以再给我一点钱，让我去买饭吃啊？
I would say, oh, come here, I'll take you to a lunch, and then I'll take them to the police station and say, put them in jail and don't let them out.
我可能说好啊，你跟我来，带你去吃饭，然后就把他带到警察局去，叫警察把他关起来。
Doing something like that for someone who's wronged you is horrible to think about.
Doing what?
Doing something nice, giving a gift to someone who's wronged you.
以善报恶真的是很难想象的。
But this is what God did for us. It wasn't just that he didn't spare his son, but he didn't spare his son for you sinners, you and me sinners, repeat offenders against him.
上帝他不只是把他的儿子赐给我们，而且我们还是最得罪他的人哦。他把他的儿子赐给那些最得罪他自己的人。
Are you starting to see how great and big and costly the gift that God has already given you?
所以你能不能渐渐地体会到神赐给的你给你的礼物是多么贵重吗？
Basically, if you were imagining, what in this universe would be the greatest gift? You know, I have a big birthday coming up, and God, I want you to give me the greatest gift in the world. If you were imagining what would be, what would it would be? It would be what God's already done. There's nothing that matches with it.
如果你的生日快到，你想跟上帝要求一个大礼哦，一份大礼，可是你在那边想说，那到底宇宙间最大的礼物、最贵重的礼物是什么呢？其实这最贵重的礼物，神已经都赐给你了，你再也想不到一个更大的礼物了。
Even if God gave you your own planet to enjoy and you know run around and whatever, it's just can't compare to giving you His Son.
其实上帝就算给你一个星球让你一个人在里面可以住得很舒服还是比不上他赐给你的他的儿子那样的贵重。
Now see Paul's reasoning here?
有没有看出保罗在这边的论点呢
?If God has already done that, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
如果上帝已经把最宝贵的儿子给我们了他怎么可能不会还把其他的东西给我们呢
It's an inescapable conclusion. You can be more certain of that than you're certain of what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
所以这个结论是非常确定的。
But did you catch the meaning? How will he not give us along with him all things?
明白吗？他这边讲说他怎么可能不会把他的儿子还有万物一同来给我们了如果他已经给了我们最好的
It's something very specific
这边讲一个是很具体的
Now remember we're talking about God's purpose in the gifts he gives you
我们刚刚讲到说上帝在送礼物给我们的时候他的目的是什么
Now people read that verse all things and they're quick to think about hey whatever I want
那很多人读到说这个万物每一件事情那就是哦我要什么都有什么
health wealth fame fortune
就是名利地位什么都有权利
a beautiful model walking down next to you
一个很漂亮的名模就跟你走在路上很风光
sorry all my references are with from the perspective of guys becauseSorry, I'm a guy.
对不起，我都是从男生的角度来讲啊。
But you see, that's what people read the all things, and they say, "Hey, I should get this." And then when they don't get it in their life, they get angry at God. You aren't giving it to me.
所以，很多人读到说，上帝难道不会也把万物和他的儿子一同赐给我吗？以为这个万物就是每一样东西，所以当你想要一样东西得不到的时候，你就会对神很生气，觉得你为什么没有给我这个
？And there are actually a lot of best-selling books in Christian bookstores that are promising you this.
其实很多基督教书房出版的很多的书哦，甚至畅销书，甚至都跟你讲说上帝会把好东西给你。
But if you went back and read all through Romans 8, you'd see the context of what he means by all things.
可是你如果把罗马书八章整个读一遍，你会发现他这边讲的万物是什么？
He gave his spirit into your heart.
他把他的灵放在你的心里面。
He gave a spirit that's praying for you.
他让圣灵来为你祷告。
That knows your needs better than you know them.
圣灵知道你的需要远胜过你对自己的了解。
And we read here, Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for you. You have an advocate.
耶稣他现在就坐在上帝的右边在为你祈求。
And you're adopted into God's family.
那你也被收养进入神的家庭。
See, all these things, the context is, it's all in the context of God's glorious plan for you.Whom he called, he justified, whom he justified, he glorified. To bring you into fellowship, into his family for the eternity. That's the context of what all things.
所以从这边可以看出，这边讲的万物是上帝召我们来，然后称我们为义，又使我们得荣耀。他讲的是这些。
All things that are towards the purpose of making you conformed to the image of his son.
这边讲的万物就是他给我们这些，都是要帮助我们能够像耶稣
Because that's the only thing that lasts forever.
因为只有这样东西可以存到永远
And he works all things to the good, to that good, for those who love him.
所以神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人可以得这样的益处。
So in the midst of suffering, when you read this, and you're challenged in your faith, this is what you cling to is this passage.
所以当你在痛苦的时候你 就是要来读这段经文，可以带给你安慰。
Cling to Romans 8:32. Look at what God's already given to me.
来看32节，看看神他已经给了你什么。
Now, I don't know if you've heard this story of the blind man and the elephant.
不知道你们有没有听过瞎子摸象的故事。
It's pretty relevant to verse 32.
其实跟32节很有关系。
The story goes that there are five blind men that walk up to an elephant.
讲说有五个瞎子来到一只大象前面。
And they try to figure out what is this thing we're feeling.
然后想知道说他们眼前这个到底是什么东西。
The problem is that each one feels a different part of the elephant.
可是每个瞎子摸的部位都不一样。
The first man feels the tail.
第一个摸到尾巴。
And he thinks, oh, it must be a little snake.
想说哇，这一定是一条蛇。
The second man feels the big trunk.
那第二个就摸到那个大象的大鼻子。
So the second man tells the first man, "No, it's a big snake. It's a python."
It's a what?
Python, a big snake.
Oh. 他讲说这个不只是一条小蛇而已，是一条蟒蛇啊。
We don't have any big snakes in Taiwan. They're all little, but if you went to India, you know what we're talking about.
台湾没有那种很大的巨的。巨型的蟒蛇，但是印度很多。
The third man feels the leg.
那第三个瞎子摸到腿。
And he's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is definitely a tree. You must have been feeling some branches or something.
我说你们在讲什么？这明明是一棵树嘛。
Fourth one feels a tusk.
那第四个摸到象牙。
He says it's a spear.
他说是一根长矛。
The fifth feels the elephant's side.
那第五个摸到这个象的这个。这个旁边的
肚子。And he has no idea what the other people are talking about. He said, this is a wall.
他说他实在是搞不懂其他人在讲什么。他说这明明是一道墙壁嘛。
But suppose another person that can see comes and whispers into the ear of the first person and says, you're feeling part of an elephant.
可是如果有一个看得见的人来跟其中一个说你摸的是一只大象啊。
And when the blind man hears that and he goes back and feels that tail, he's like,Oh, this is a tail of an elephant.
那这个瞎子他可以摸遍全象，然后就摸到尾巴，就说：“哦，这是象的尾巴。”
When it comes to God's sovereign plan for our lives, we are like blind men.
就当我们看上帝他整个全能的计划里，我们就像当这个瞎子一样。
Even in our created perfection in the beginning, we're still only finite. We can't see everything.
虽然上帝给我们很多的创意可以啊，可是帮助我们有可以思想很多的事情，可是我们思想毕竟是有限的。
And we have even stronger blinders because we're blinded by our own sin.
其实我们真的是一个盲目的人，因为我们是被自己的罪蒙蔽了。
And we're like blind men feeling parts of an elephant.
有点像瞎子摸象一样。
So God.Like that man whispering in the ear, God gave us the Bible to give us a picture of what's really going on that we have trouble seeing.
所以上帝给我们圣经，让我们可以看见整件事的全貌。
So we'll feel the elephant. We'll experience suffering in our lives.
所以我们就会亲自去体验那个人生的苦难。
Paul lists the whole kinds of suffering. Look at verse 35. He talks about, Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword.
保罗在三十五节这边列出各样的苦难，提到患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险跟刀剑。
Now just notice here, Paul is assuming after telling this grand gospel, he's assuming the rest of your life is going to be filled with trouble, hardship, famine, nakedness, danger, sword.
保罗讲完这个美好的福音之后，他很清楚说，人生会面对很多的苦难。
And when we feel that, we tend to make the wrong conclusion, just like the experience of the blind man.
所以，当我们去面对人生的苦难的时候，我们就会有错误的想法，就像那个瞎子摸象，你只摸到一个部位，你就去猜测全部就是那个样子。
We say God's bad.
你就说上帝是很不好的。
Or we say God doesn't have control of the world.
或者你说上帝没有办法掌控全世界。
We feel like I'm all alone.
你觉得说我一个人真的是落单了。
We feel like there's nothing beautiful in this life.
觉得说人生没有什么好的。
But Romans 8:32 is giving you the whole picture.
可是罗马书八章三十二节给你整个事情的全貌。
Romans 8:28 is giving you the whole picture.
罗马书八章二十八节给你全事情的全貌。
When you feel something bad happening, it's saying, God is still good. God is still good.
当你遭遇到不幸的时候，你要很清楚地告诉自己，神仍然是好的，是良善的。
The whole picture is that God is redeeming a people out of this world and bringing them into His family and into glory as His adopted children.
神呢，救赎我们脱离这个世界，接纳我们进入他的家庭。
He's already justified us in what Jesus did, and He'll glorify us.
他已经叫我们称义，他已经，他必要让我们可以得荣耀。
And so your great assurance, no matter what you go through in life,
所以不管你人生遭遇什么事，你最大的确据是
is that God has already given up His Son freely for you.
上帝已经白白的把他的独生爱子赐给你了。
Therefore, how will He not also along with Him freely give us all things?
即使这样的话，他怎么可能不会把万物跟他的儿子一起白白的赐给我们呢
？Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we just ask that you'd help us see.
主啊，求你帮助我们来寻求，能够来明白，能够看见。
And feel and experience your love even in the midst of suffering.
在受苦当中仍然能够来感受你的爱。
And see the big picture in what is to come.
并且能够看见整件事的全貌。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You gonna go first, Whitney?
Hi, good morning. I'd like to share with you all the story of how I became a Christian when I was 24 years old when I was in Taiwan.
我跟大家分享我24岁的时候在台湾怎么成为一个基督徒。
I was born in New York and I grew up in this big city environment where...People always rush around and try to make money, and nobody really was around me was caring about God.
我在纽约市出生的，在这个大城市里面，每个人都忙着赚钱，根本很少人有时间去，在乎神的事情。
So I'm not from a Christian family.
而且我不是在基督徒家庭出生的。
I went to college and I got a degree in as an English major, and then I came to Taiwan to teach English because I heard I could get a job here.
我大学主修英国英文文学，那大学毕业后我就来台湾，因为我听说在台湾可以找到好工作。
So I was in Taiwan for 3 years after college, and I was learning Chinese most of that time.
所以我大学毕业后来到台湾待了三年，那这三年之内我也开始学中文。
And I was very happy with my life in Taiwan, teaching English and learning Chinese.
我很享受我在台湾的生活，在教英文同时学中文。
So it was completely out of my expectation that one day, after 3 years, an American missionary would invite me to her home for lunch.
所以我完全没有想到三年之后有一个美国传教士来台湾，他邀请我到他家去吃饭。
So I went to her house for lunch and it was very delicious.
我到他家去吃午餐，他煮得非常好吃。
And after the lunch, she invited me to church the following Sunday.
那吃完那顿午饭以后，她就邀请我下个礼拜天到她的教会去做礼拜。
Well, I was very embarrassed to say no to her since she just fed me.
我那时候不好意思拒绝她，因为她刚请我吃了一顿大餐。
So I reluctantly agreed that yes, just once I will go to the church with her.
所以我就不甘不愿地答应了，我说好吧，只有一次哦。
So, that next Sunday, we went to Friendship Presbyterian Church, Xinyotang, over, here in Taipei.
所以下个礼拜我就跟他到新友堂去了。
And that day, we walked into the church, and, I was, really surprised to see, a lot of couples in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Because you know, there's both American couples and Chinese couples in that church. So, these American couples had they were holding hands or they had their arms around each other.
我到教会里面去以后，很惊讶看到里面有很多的夫妇，40岁到60岁之间都有，当然也有台湾人，也有美国人，他们夫妻之间非常的亲密，有些还牵着手。
So I was very surprised to see that because my own parents had gotten divorced when I was 9.
我很惊讶，因为我父母亲在我9岁的时候就离婚了。
And I was very touched to see the true love in these Christians' marriages.
所以我看到这些基督徒婚姻中的爱的时候，我非常的受感动。
I was so moved by it that I kept turning around to look some more.
因为那么受感动，所以我忍不住一直转头过去看那些夫妻。
It was really a beautiful sight, and it very deeply touched me.
那是一幅非常美好的景象，而且让我深受感动。
So then the next thing that was surprising to me was that the pastor was not there that day.
那让我更惊讶的是，那一天那个牧师竟然没有出现。
Instead, there was a young man who had been asked to come up and just talk about the Bible and why he believed in it.
他们就要一个年轻的男生到台上去，告诉大家他为什么相信圣经。
And so he came up and he was holding his Bible and he said how this book had changed his life.
那个男生到台上来，他就拿着圣经说这本书怎么样改变了我的生活。
Well, I was very interested in that because I had been an English major and I knew that books had a lot of power.
我非常有兴趣，因为我是主修英文的，我知道这本圣经是大有力量的。
So I listened carefully to everything he said and I thought it was really excellent.
我就很仔细听他讲，而且我觉得他讲得好棒。
So after the service, I rushed up to him like run up to a rock star and I said, "You were so good."
我听完之后，我就冲到他前面去，好像去看那个摇滚歌手一样，说你讲的真的太好了。
Everything you said was true.
你说的每件事都是真的。
And he was sort of stunned and he said, "I hope so."
他就吓一跳，就说真的吗？
And so I said, "Are you going to be here next week?"
我就跟他说，你下礼拜还会不会再来？
He said, "No, the real pastor is coming back next week."
他说不会，下礼拜牧师就回来了。
And I said, "Darn!"
我就说啊，太糟了。
I was really disappointed, and because I thought that the real pastor couldn't be half as good as this young guy.
我就很失望，因为我觉得牧师再怎么讲，也没有比这个男生更好了。
So I went home and for a week I tried to decide whether I would bother to go back and hear the real pastor.
所以回家之后整个礼拜都在想说我到底要不要去教会，要不要去听那个牧师讲道。
And so I was just too curious, so I did go back the next week.
下礼拜我又回去了，纯粹是好奇而已。
And the real pastor was every bit as good. He was a guy from England and he was very humorous.
那个牧师也讲得非常好，他是英国人，而且他非常的幽默。
And so he also spoke the truth.
而且他也传讲真理。
Everything that he said was true.
他讲的每一件事也都是真的。
I mean, really, I had been raised to believe that the church was just full of lies and was just cheating people of their money.
我长大的整个过程都让我相信说教会根本都是骗人的，只是要叫人家去奉献而已。
And so I decided that I should keep going back every week because I didn't disagree with anything that was being said.
所以我决定我要一直再回到教会来，因为我觉得我牧师所讲的我都同意啊。
So during this period, I also decided to join a young people's fellowship with both Chinese and American Christians.
所以我那时又决定参加一个青少年的团契，里面有台湾人也有美国人。
And one of the sisters there was older than I was, and she had a lot of peace and joy in her life.
那边有一个姐妹，她年纪比我大，她生命有很多的平安和喜悦。
So I said to her one day, you know, secretly, "Hey, can you tell me how come you have so much peace and joy in your life? How do I get that?"
所以我有一天就偷偷去问她说，你有什么秘诀？为什么你有这样的平安喜乐？你能不能告诉我？
She said it's simple. You just read the Bible every day and you pray every day.
她说很简单，你就每天读圣经祷告。
So I'm from New York. I said it can't be that easy.
我是纽约人，我就刚想说不可能这么容易吧。
So, okay, I thought I'll go home and I'll try it. Why not?
不过我想说好吧，我还是回家。他这么讲，我就这么试试看好了。
So I started. I went home and I prayed and I read the Bible first day and nothing happened.
所以我回家第一天我就读圣经祷告，没有什么不一样啊。
So I tried it a second day. Nothing.
第二天我又怎么尝试，还是没什么不一样。
Okay, so I kept doing it, you know, and three weeks later, something did happen.
可是我就一直这么做下去，三个礼拜之后，有件事就发生了。
Because I'm from New York, and I had a really dirty mouth back then, and I would use a lot of four-letter words.
我是纽约来的，所以我那时候很会讲脏话，我会讲那种非常难听的四个字，就四个字母那种单字。
Yeah, we don't have to be too clear about it, but anyway. So one day I was really mad, and I was just as normal going to say a bad word. Oh, okay.
有一天我很生气，我就忍不住要讲三字经了。
And I started to say it, but I couldn't say it.
我正要出口的时候，哎，卡住了。
Then I was even angrier, so I tried again. Oh,
可是我那时候真的很生气，我要再讲，我要再讲一次。
And I still couldn't say the word.
可是还是讲不出口。
So I found out that God had changed my heart from the inside.
我才发现神已经从我的内心改变我了。
Because I didn't read any rules that said I can't swear anymore. But God decided that I didn't need that behavior anymore.
You didn't read any rules?
Oh, I didn't read any rules that said that.
Oh, 虽然说圣经没有说你不可以讲脏话，但是神已经改，
He changed the inside of my heart.
他已经改变我的内心，让我不用再去讲脏话。
That's how God works. He works very easily in us to change the inside.
所以神可以很容易的从我们的内心来改变我们。
I saw God's power.
我也看到神的大能。
And after 8 months of going to the church and having this kind of experience, then I became a believer.
我到教会八个月之后，才有这个感，才有这个经历，那我就成为一个相信信主的人。
My verse that I was going to share was Romans 8:28. For God works all things for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
我要跟大家分享的是罗马书八章二十八节，神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Yeah, and that's all I wanted to say, except that I wanted to also emphasize that that's one of the reasons why I came back to Taiwan to serve.
这也是我要强调的一句话，就是因为这句话，我决定再回来台湾来服事。
He's a good God.
神是美良善的。
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, but I was very confused about Christianity and what it meant to be a Christian.
我是在基督教家庭长大的，可是我对于身为一个基督徒，还有基督徒的生活，我感到非常的困惑。
My mother was a Christian, but my father wasn't. So on Sunday mornings, I'd have to go to church with my mom, and it was really boring. And my dad would stay home and watch football.
我爸爸不是基督徒，我妈是基督徒。礼拜天早上我都得跟我妈去上教会，我觉得教会很无聊。那我爸礼拜天早上就在家里面看足球。
So of course I would much rather be home watching football and having fun with my father.
我宁可在家里面跟我爸看足球，比较有趣。
Also my mom and dad fought a lot and they would argue and yell, and I also argued with my mother and didn't get along with her very well.
我父母常吵架，我跟我妈也常吵架，所以感情不是很好。
And my mother was the Christian, right? And my dad's the non-Christian.
记得我妈是那个基督徒，我爸不是基督徒。
And I got along better with my father.
我跟我爸感情反而比较好。
So, like I say, I was really confused. I didn't see how does being a Christian make a difference in your life, and how is this helping my mom any?
所以我就很困惑，我觉得当一个基督徒有什么不一样呢？他有什么盼望呢？
So, let's see. Like when I was in high school, the first time I went out and drank beer and smoked was also with a friend from a church.
我高中的时候第一次跟朋友去抽烟，出去抽烟喝酒，结果那个跟我去抽烟喝酒的也是教会里面的朋友。
So here again was another example of, you know, all the impression I have of Christianity and being a Christian, there was no difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. It was just a label or kind of a social thing, but it didn't really make a difference in your life.
所以这是另外一个例子。那这也解释为什么在我的心目当中，我觉得基督徒跟非基督徒其实没什么不同。说人家是一个基督徒，不过是好像贴上一个标签，好像这个人固定有去哪个地方聚会，就这样子而已。
So I stopped going to church.And would, you know, go out partying more and drinking and smoking and doing drugs and looking for excitement in these other ways.
所以我就离开教会了，跟朋友去抽烟、喝酒、吸毒等等，就是做一些让我自己觉得比较刺激的事情。
And I did realize that it wasn't giving me true happiness or real happiness, but you know, I didn't I didn't know what else to do. So.
可是那时候我也了解，去做那些事情并没有带给我很大的快乐，但是我也不知道要该怎么做。
So, when I was in college, a friend, I hadn't gone to church for a long time, and then a friend invited me to go to church with them.
我上大学以后，已经很久没有去过教会了。那时候大学有一个朋友来邀我去他们教会。
And the friend was also a girl.
那个朋友是个女生。
And her name was Whitney.
Who?
Whitney.
那个人就是 Whitney.
So I thought, sure, I'll go to church.
我就说好，那我就去教会好了。
But you know what? I went to church and I was really, really surprised because the pastor, this is a church at a university, he's wearing shorts, you know, I'd never seen, all the pastors I've ever seen, they're always wearing ties, you know.
我去那个教会，那教会是大学里面的一个教会，我很惊讶，因为那个牧师竟然穿短裤，我印象中牧师都是穿西装打领带的。
And he had really long hair.
而且他的头发留这么长。
So, and, but his message that day just,really hit me. It was as if he had written the sermon just for me.
可是那天他的讲道真的深深的感动了我，好像他那篇讲道就是专门为我所写的。
And the other thing is, he was reading from the Bible. There were words that I had heard many, many times, and in the past they just meant nothing to me. But this time they just really, really spoke to my heart and convicted me.
然后他也从圣经里面读一些经文，这些经文其实我以前也听过了，但是我没感觉。可是这一次这些话却深深的印在我心里。
So I was thinking, you know, the impression that I had of Christianity and what it meant to be a Christian, you know, was wrong. Here was somebody really where being a Christian did make a difference in their life.
所以我在了解到我就了解到说我以前对于基督教还有基督徒的观点是错误的。这个牧师他让我真正了解到基督徒的生命是有不同的。
So I went back the next week and I think for the next 4 weeks,It was always the same experience.
所以我又再回去教会，那接下来四个礼拜我都有同样的感受。
It was as if he'd written, like he wrote it just for me, and he was sitting there talking to me the whole time. So,
我总是觉得他每一篇讲道好像都是为我所写的，他唯一的听者好像就是我这样子。
So, then I joined a Bible study.
然后后来我去参加查经班。
And this Bible study, the people's,The house it was at, these people were really loaded. They were very, very rich.
然后那时候主办查经班的这户人家，他们非常有钱。
I mean, they lived in this really nice neighborhood, this huge house. And so I guess this was another example of they were Christians and you could actually see it making a difference in their lives.
然后他们家是在有钱人的社区里面，他们家非常的大，非常漂亮。那我那时候想说，当基督徒生命果然是有不一样。
Right, so they didn't just go to the church on Sunday and then live their life separately the rest of the week. So it really, that also made another impact on me about how, you know, being a Christian does make a difference in your life and it does mean something.
所以我知道，我因为去他们家，所以我了解到说，他们不是只有礼拜天去教会做礼拜，他们的平常的生活也是都是有基督徒的样式，所以我就了解到基督徒的生命果然是有不一样的。
So, you know, I continued going to church and going to Bible study, and the Lord just worked in my heart, and I realized that, you know, I really needed to make Him put God in charge of my life.
所以我就继续去教会去查经班，然后我也逐渐了解到说我应该把神放在我生命中的第一个最重要的位置。
So I became a Christian and it was a hard decision, but that was, you know, the best decision that I ever made.
所以我就决定成为基督徒，那是一个很困难的决定，但是也是我这辈子做过最好的决定。
And God also worked in my heart, and I guess the first thing he did is he really helped heal the relationship that I have with my mom and the hurt and the anger.
所以神也开始在我心里面做工，第一件事情就是医治我对我母亲的一些怨恨，就是医治我和我母亲的关系。
Which I know is something that only God could do, because I had, you know, it wasn't something that I could do, because there was just too many years of pain there for me to just erase.
我知道只有神能够挪去我和我母亲关系之间的苦毒，我知道我自己多年来一直没办法做到这一点。
So, I'm really, it's been great. Since being a Christian, I got married and have a wonderful wife.
所以真的很棒，我现在基督徒以后娶了一个非常棒的老婆。
Have a great daughter and
一个很可爱的女儿。
And we just really love our life here in Taiwan, and I feel like the Lord's just really blessed us, and he takes care of us.
所以非常我非常爱我们在台湾的生活，觉得神真的大大祝福我们。
And I guess now I'm really thankful to my mom now because I know that she was always praying for me to be a Christian, even when I was wandering away from the Lord.
现在我很感谢我妈妈，因为我知道她一直祷告，希望我能够成为基督徒。就算在我离开教会那段日子里面，她还是持续为我祷告。
Thanks.
谢谢大家。